And hello, everyone, and good day, whether it's morning or evening, wherever you are. And this is Jane Quasar and Zora and Zoraya, and so happy to have all of you with us today. We are still waiting for Q, and we know he'll be here momentarily. So we're going to go ahead and start the show at this time. So one of the key things that we are planning on doing, and we've been discussing this already with John from BBS as well as with Q, and we are going to be transitioning over to the new website for BBS is going to, for Q, will be bbsradio.com/beinginspiredwithQ. So you've always kind of seen that, you know, when I put it in the newsletter, it's about Q's call, which is called Being Inspired with Q. So that will be the new format as for the, for
going forward.
So in the meantime, before Q gets here, we wanted to share with you that, and Zora's here as well, besides Zoraya, we wanted to kind of share, and Donna's here as well, to kind of discuss, not discuss, but just let you know that it is time for our transition. Most of the calls that we've had so far has been all about Q and all of his beautiful teachings and energies, commands, etc. So let me go ahead and have Zora or Billy come in and say a few words as well before we begin.
Oh.
Okay. So, Zoraya, are you here or is it Zora?
No,
you're
not.
Done. Okay. So, Zoraya, you want to say a few words to our guests as we move forward? And also, as we're transitioning from Hollow Earth Discovered, then that will be changed to Being Inspired with Q on the station. We will continue. We will ourselves remove ourselves at present and continue with our blog talk show that we have probably for the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks, and then transition ourselves back into BBS Radio with Hollow Earth Discovered. So transition should be nice and smooth. So, but here is Zoraya, Billy, as you know, is here, and Billy would like to say a few words as well regarding the transition for Q.
Well, yeah, it's time for Q to take over his own show.
Platform.
Mm-hmm. Platform. So we're going to put it in his ball court.
Ball court.
you know, his...
in his court.
in his court.
Yeah.
So he'll be taking over his own show.
Yes.
And, of course, you'll have a different moderator. It won't be Jane anymore.
Right. It's a new person.
Which we don't know about yet.
Yes. So but that's another surprise.
That'll be another surprise. Right.
So as
and,
we
so
as we transition, Zoraya,
yeah.
did you want to say a few, have your dad say a few words as well to everyone? How about that? The new word for the day coming from Zora.
The what?
The word from the day coming from Zora. I mean, it really is transition time for everyone. We're at that time or in that time of existence where things are moving higher, higher frequencies, higher consciousness, and more joy, more happiness, and peace and prosperity for the world. And that is coming. It's super imminent. So with that being said, here is our beloved Zora. Hi, Zora.
Hello.
Okay. Have a few words for our audience, our listeners.
Is everyone having a wonderful, glorious, and loving day?
That's a good question.
Indeed.
Yes. So what is the word for today in regards to what you see happening in our current affairs of the world?
Well, I have said in the past that it's done as far as the global currency reset and the slang term RV, but now it is really done.
It's well done, right?
It's well done. Well done, of course.
Okay.
It's well done, and you should be receiving your notifications within the coming few days.
Okay.
Or less. Could, you know, it can happen now at any hour.
Uh-huh.
Any minute.
All right.
So.
Okay, so I got a question for you, since we're talking about the RV. So is, you know, when we look at all the various events that are supposed to take place, right, that the EBS has to go first or Biden has to be removed, how do you see the RV? Is that still like the number one thing that happens, or is Iraq, or we're waiting for Iraq still? What? How do you see that kind of unfolding, since you know that it's already finished?
Iraq is done.
Iraq is done. Okay, Iraq is done.
And the many of the whales have already received their funds.
Okay.
They're under an NDA, so they can't talk about it.
Okay.
And, of course,
what's happening with the Biden regime?
We're in the process of removing them, too.
We?
We, meaning the Galactic Federation.
Oh, all right. And that will be after the RV, you think? Shortly after, or?
Probably, yes.
After. Mm-hmm. But it's already in process also, the works of that.
Of course it is.
Okay. And do you see that if, as he's leaving, that Trump will be taking over one more time for a short period?
That's the plan.
That's the plan. So Trump will come back and we'll have a re-election. And are all the things that have been lies and the truths are coming out as well, which is part of the EBS, the Emergency Broadcasting System.
Hmm.
Could you say a few words regarding that?
No.
You don't want to?
Mm-hmm.
No. Oh, now that's interesting. Usually you have a few words about that. Is that you're working on that right now?
It's in the schedule.
It's in the schedule. Okay. Well, that sounds very, very optimistic in regards to what is in our very, very near future.
Of course.
Okay. All right. And as you see this unfolding, you know, for Q and all the projects and that he has in mind to be able to share with the world, how do you see that all unfolding? For him,
for the better,
for the better,
for the better,
for the better, for the better for him and for the world.
Of course.
Transition? Okay. So when we transition over, Zora, what will you be? What do you want to do in regards to your information regarding Hollow Earth?
All will be revealed at the Galactic Disclosure. However, the gardens in the crust of your planet,
the inner Earth,
are making preparations for surfacing.
Oh, we call that the emergence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emergence?
Yes, the emergence, coming to the surface. At the same time, Telos is also preparing for emergence.
Oh, so let me clarify with you, if you will. So you're talking about the inner beings, but then you mentioned Telos. So you're talking about two different civilizations?
Of course.
Maybe you could,
Telos is beneath the city of Mount Shasta.
Right.
And they are Lemurian.
Ah, okay.
And, of course, also the lesser city of Telos, Telos II, which is in Mount Lassen. Anyway, they're also preparing for coming to the surface.
Okay, that's part of Disclosure.
That would be, yes, that would be in unison with Disclosure.
Okay, now you talked about the other beings that will be coming up also besides the Telosians.
The Agartans.
And the Agartans, could you explain who the Agartans are?
They're in the crust of your planet, too.
And they include what? Who do they include?
Well, they have several sects of them. You have the Agartans, you have the Blue Race, you have the, what is called the Good Reptilian, Benevolent Reptilian race also. The malevolent race reptilians are gone.
The bad ones, the wicked ones.
They've been sent off the planet.
Okay. So where does the elementals, where do they come into play? Are they part of the Agartan network or no?
Well, they're above them.
Oh, so, all right. Because they're already here, right?
They're already here. They've been here.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, anyway, so you're going to have more an interaction with them as well. As the disclosure comes forth.
How is it that we'll have more interactions with the elementals?
You begin to see them.
Oh, everyone has been wanting and ready to be able to see them. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we're going to be able to see them is why?
Because your consciousness has risen.
And frequency has.
By leaps and bounds.
Wow. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. Talking about the consciousness of humanity right now.
Has risen.
Has risen. From last year, it's risen by 50%, 25%?
75.
That's pretty good, Zora. Mm. Because of the influx of energies that have been coming from, what, the central sun of the universe?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. That sounds like a beautiful plan.
Indeed.
Mm. Okay. Well, you're going to be around for a while. We'll be able to still talk with people, right? Mm-hmm. Continuing on our calls.
I will be here continuing with the calls until after disclosure.
Mm. And then what are you going to do afterwards? What are you going to do then, Zora?
I will be taking my beloved Zoraya and Quasar home.
Oh, you know what? There are also going to be a lot of millions of people that are also going to want to go there too. Can they? Will they be able to go also?
The way things are working, coming forth, we have opened up a waterway in the North Arctic Ocean through the ice cap, and you will be allowed to literally sail on a cruise ship into Hollow Earth.
Is this at disclosure?
After,
right after disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will be joining us then down in Hollow Earth.
Possibly.
Yeah. A lot of people will also want to go to Telos. And of course, that will always be open too.
That will be open as
right.
well.
Okay. All right. Well, Q is still not quite here yet. Hey, Don, could you do us a favor and see if you could send him a message?
I absolutely can. Should I try to, I could try to give him a jingle, or I don't have his email address.
Oh, yes. Well, I just texted him, as well. Maybe I'll email him too, but yeah, why don't you try to jingle him if you could?
I absolutely will.
Go from there.
I can do.
Okay, so now we also understand that
perhaps I can maybe make contact with him and three-way him in.
Well, you could do that if you can reach him.
I will try.
Here, how about doing this? You could just do it. Okay, folks, we're going to put you on hold for a little bit.
Let's talk to you.
Here. How about you need to do this? Just here. Use my phone, if you will.
Your phone?
Yeah, just use this. Okay, hold on. Let's see if we can do that. Okay, see if we can reach. When there's a will, there's a way, right, guys?
Hmm.
Okay, well, obviously, that is not working. I will also email him, Zora.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang in there, everybody. Don is going to try to reach him too.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and email him. Ah, okay. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go. I'm in the process of emailing him, and I'll text and I will email him the link also, or just find out what's happening. Otherwise, okay. Hold on one second. Hey, Don. How about, you want to just give people put everybody kind of on hold for the next 5 minutes?
I can do
Hey,
that.
Everybody, all of you that are listening, you know, so we can go ahead and try to link in with Q for, you know, within the next 5 minutes. So go ahead and get yourselves, you know, your glass of water or, take a little bit of a 5 minute break and we'll come back in about 5 minutes, okay? So thank you so much for your patience, and we'll see you shortly with Q.
All right, folks, we're going to play a little music. Sit back, relax, have yourself a shot of scotch. We'll be right back.
All right, thanks, Don.
So okay. Basically, if he comes in the next 30 minutes, we're going to switch over. But what you're saying is we'll have Azura call for the next 30 minutes or something.
Yes.
Yep.
Understood. All right. Well, I'll let you carry on. I'm going to go answer the phone. That might be him. Hopefully, might not. I'll be back.
All right. Thank you, Don. All right, everyone. And Zora and I are back, and we're going to just hang out together with all of you and discuss, you know, today and tomorrow. And normally on our shows, we probably do a quick Q&A as well. But I do want to say one other thing. We are going to have a special guest coming in to our call again. You know, this would be after the Q's call in 2 weeks, and that would be for another hour of Zora. Well, it'll also be an interview call that we're going to be presenting at that time, and that will be in 2 weeks with Q. In the meantime, we're going to, everyone, let's do a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and let's bring Q in. Mm-hmm. Energetically. Everybody put your hands out there. And we'll go ahead and do a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Zora. Go ahead.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And Q receives that the show will go on with Q. And we absolutely know it. So for all of you that's doing that, you're probably feeling all kinds of energy coming, flowing from your hands all the way out to Q. And having him come on his show now. All right. So in the meantime, let's let that go, and we'll have a discussion now with Zora. Hmm. So I guess my question, Zora, for today, and we went and spoke a little bit about the affairs of the world presently. Hmm. What would you like to? Do you have something that you would like to share with people today? Pretend it's our call, and you would have a message for them. What would be your message for people today? When you look at everybody in terms of where they're at, what do you think is the best message that you would like to share with everyone?
Hang in there.
You're so good at that, Zora.
Yeah,
and when you say you hang in there, you know, we've kind of hung in there for so many years already. I mean,
keep hanging.
Yeah. Because the end is here, right?
The end is near, yes.
Yes, very near. All right. So if you were to take a look at how you see things in about 6 months, what do you see? Because it's already May. June is already the end of 6 months. So what do you see in the foreseeable 6 months from here? Happen?
Much change.
Mm. Okay, so you want to explain that to everyone?
What on the surface.
Yeah, what do you see, Zora?
More people being enlightened.
Wow.
Mm. More people being gifted, realizing their gifts that they already have.
Hmm. Can you explain that a little bit? What do you mean? Explain the gifts that people have.
Telepathy.
Oh, those kinds of gifts.
Indeed.
What else do you see besides telepathy in terms of the gifts that people will be realizing?
More gods being realized and more goddesses being realized.
Ah, we call that self-realization.
Hmm? Indeed.
And so when we talk about God realization or goddess realization or self-realization, what does that encompass? What does that mean?
Hmm. More people coming to the realization of knowing who they are, of knowing what they're capable of doing.
Of knowing who they are.
More of knowing who they are and what they're capable of achieving.
Okay.
Much more.
And how is that going to come to them? What is the way for them to realize that?
Well,
to come to more knowing.
Galactic disclosure will have a major part in that.
Oh, so you're talking about after disclosure.
Of course.
Mm. So I know that we all know that the galactic disclosure is being worked on very, you know that it's already coming, forthcoming.
Indeed.
So explain to us again how you see that unfolding for the disclosure. How do you really see that forthcoming, Zora? And I know because even with the RV, there's been so many changes and how it's happening. And, you know, we thought it was all going to go all at once, which is still what is planned. You know, but there have been a lot of changes in the process. So we're talking about disclosure again, and we know that all of a sudden, and again, we also know that you don't want to cause chaos, right?
Absolutely.
So when we have disclosure, and we're talking galactic disclosure, that could provoke a little bit of chaos, don't you think? Or how is that going to happen so that people are not completely surprised?
It's not going to be what you call a sudden change. It'll be subtle, but it will still be change.
So what do you mean? Okay, so what does subtle mean? Explain subtle. If it's subtle, what is...
Smooth.
So if it's smooth, does that mean, you know, in one area of the world, we're just going to show a couple of ships that people can actually see, or we're going to just do this gradually? It's going to happen here and there. How is that really? So if you want to do it gradually, how is that going to?
It's already occurring.
So what is gradual?
Well, I said before that people will be seeing ships in the daylight. So that will be one revelation once that occurs.
In dribbles, huh?
Yes. So it won't come in what you call a sudden flap.
A thousand ships showing up.
Yes, and that would cause issues. However, one or two ships will appear, and they will decloak in broad daylight.
Is this going to be in the rural areas, or
in the rural areas to begin? and then work their way inward toward the cities.
Mm. And what duration are we thinking that's going to, what, for a week or 2 weeks? And it's already happening anyways.
It's happening elsewhere in the world. If you were to look on your YouTube channel, you would see several global sightings of ships during daylight hours.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So if I go to YouTube and I put in YouTube, what would I put? Spacecrafts?
UFO daylight sightings.
Oh, UFO daylight sightings.
Not savings time.
Not savings time. And then that's something like that should come up.
It's something like that should come up.
All right. Now, but you know what, Zora? A lot of people, now we're talking about the people that are, you know, half awake like us, you know, half awake, mostly awake or whatever. We're not talking about the people that are asleep. So for the people that are asleep, you know, how are you going to make them look up? I mean, they've got to be so visible that they are going to be, you know, I don't want to say struck by lightning, but they're really going to be able to see a ship.
Yes, they will.
They will. So, and then, of course, they will call up, they'll call the police, they'll call whoever, 911, and say, hey, there is this big ship, and I'm not kidding you. How do you see that happening as it works its way through the world?
It will happen simultaneously around the world.
Mm, okay. And of course, this is going to be right after the RV, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, closely.
Yes.
After the RV.
Shortly after.
Okay, so here we are. So let's just say, okay, right now we have the RV in our hands and we've got all of our projects and we're going to be working on that. If we're so focused on our humanitarian projects, we are not going to be looking up into the sky.
You would be surprised.
We will be.
Yes, of course.
Okay, of course, by then as well, when is the mainstream media going to be completely taken over by the white hats? I mean, we know that it's kind of happening very slowly as well.
Yes. And you also have your galactic disclosure. When it happens, the media will not no longer have control.
With the galactic disclosure. So if we have the EBS, that will eliminate that also eliminates the mainstream media, right?
To a degree, yes.
To a degree. So you still think that mainstream media will still be around until you guys really completely remove it?
Probably, yes.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about all the good stuff that's coming forth, you know, a lot of questions still come up in regards to, I guess it looks like it's the three of us. Hey, Don?
Yes.
Is Q with us?
No, I think that's you're there twice with two different accounts. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, anyways, Don. So we're still waiting. We'll wait for another 15 minutes for Q. If not, we will go ahead and cancel the call for today, since since Q's not here and everyone really has been waiting to get all of the updates in regards to the projects. We can tell you, and I know this is a part of the call that we were talking about, is that once Q comes on and he wants to talk about the project reviews first, and there will be a subscription for that for sure. And he's already working with Don to get all of that put together so that it can be up and in force, you know, very, very soon in the next few days. So everyone, you don't have to email me. You don't have to try to text me. You just have to kind of hang in there and everything will just work out the way it's supposed to work out, right? Everything is perfect. So going back to what Zora was talking about, we're talking now, we talked about the gradual revelation of the ships, which is part of galactic disclosure, and elimination of mainstream media, which will not come during, you know, so we have the EBS. The EBS also will bring out the truths about all the lies that have been covered up by all of the different governments, right? And but the EBS is going to be before the galactic disclosure, Zora?
Indeed.
Indeed. Okay. So we have the RV, then we have the EBS, and we have the removal of the regime, and then we have the galactic disclosure, correct?
Indeed.
Okay. Looks like that's the plan. All right. So now while we're talking about galactic disclosure, what we're waiting for in regards to galactic disclosure, Zora, is we still need to talk a little bit about the med beds. There's a lot of confusions about the med beds. So you've got the man-made med beds that are already here, right?
Yes.
Yes. And how are there a lot of them that are out there, according to our teacher, that it's already out?
Indeed.
I mean, are there like so many of them already around the world that are ready to be used freely by humanity?
Indeed.
Oh, there are. We just don't have access to them because we're waiting for the RV. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So, all right. So explain how those work versus the ones that we are really waiting for, which is off-world technology of the med beds and the Arcturian ships and their chambers. So those are three things, if you will explain when those are coming out. So the ones that are man-made, they are definitely already available, you guys. They only cost like $3 million. So I think for something, I mean, we're talking about the good ones already that are man-made. And most of us are not going to be able to afford that like today, right? So we're going to wait and hold off on that. I'm sure that there will be some that are not.
The celestial chambers will be free.
Now, we're talking about which ones. When we talk about celestial chambers, people say we have...
Celestial chambers, off-world technology that are coming after disclosure. Those celestial chambers will be distributed freely.
And not we don't have to pay for them.
No.
Okay. So if you want to pay to get into a med bed after the RV, you can do that. If you want to pay to get into one and get things started for yourself. However, as Zora said, the ones that we are really looking forward to are the celestial chambers or med beds, whatever way you want to call them. They're coming from off-world. Those are the med beds that you will be, you don't have to pay for.
Okay?
Because there are some already that are there. People can pay for it. You know, some of them are, you know, they cost like, it's only $30,000. Or 50 or 100 or whatever. And again, for the majority of people, that is still
out of the reach.
Insane. Right. Okay. So that will become. So we have galactic disclosure and we have now the med beds, celestial and the ones, they're all celestial. So everybody, when you talk about med beds, they really are celestial because they're, but the some real celestial ones that are not man-made, that are actually off-world, those are the real celestial chambers. Is that correct?
What?
The med beds that are celestial, off-world, really are celestial.
Indeed.
The ones that are made man-made, I would not call them celestial, would you?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway. Okay. So that's the difference there. All right. So in the next few months, again, I do want to talk a little bit about all of you that do have projects. And that's the reason that Q is bringing forth the project reviews for people to be able to participate in. He already has some people that already are ready to go through that process. And during that process time, if you subscribe for the information, you'll have to subscribe to his project review. And that will be very, very beneficial for all of us that have projects. And we want to make sure that we are doing it coming from your heart mind or your heart, so that you understand how to move forward with whatever projects you have. So, Zora, did you want to say something about the projects, the humanitarian projects, in regards to the amount of monies people are going to have? Could you tell us that the rates for all of those are still going to be phenomenal? Or where are we in regards to the rates that are still not yet locked down?
Well, the rates will be locked down very shortly.
Right. That's the only thing we're waiting for right now, Zora. So what are the rates? How do you see the rates to be?
High.
Okay, so I need to just kind of get an estimate. So a long time ago, we saw the international rates, like for the dinar, we'll talk about the dinar, because that was like the first currency that was really coming out of Iraq. And that was the one that most people had invested in. Those rates for international rates. International rates, everyone, is what everyone who are listening are going to be able to partake in, versus the people that have the dinars or any of the currencies that are in the first basket. And there is going to be a time when it's going to be public. So the public also has a different rate. So our rates, because of who we are as being part of what we call Tier 4B, we can absolutely partake of the international rates. So the international rate for the dinar, I think it used to be like up to $4 or $7 or $8 international rate. And then the contract rates, from what we know so far, is a contract rates for any of the currencies. We're not talking the ZIM, because the ZIM is obviously a bond. So we're talking about currencies, whether it's the dinar, whether it's the Vietnamese dong, whether or not it's the Indonesian rupee, or it's the bolivar, or what am I missing? Rial. I think I said rial. But anyway, any of those and the other currencies that are out there worldwide, and I think total, I think there's like 29 or something like that, they will all be gold, first of all gold-backed. And right now, we're just waiting for, and it should be done already, that our USN, our United States notes, are already gold-backed. That's what we're waiting for in terms of the announcement in the United States. Now, we also know that the RV, as Zora has already said, has already started. We knew at the get-go that it was going to start in the Far East and then move its way towards the Western world. So, as usual, you know, everybody, it always goes, that's usually the route it goes. So anyways, so back to the rates, if we talk about the dinar being at even $6 or $7 international, or even $4, it doesn't make any difference. So if you had a 1 million dinar, you could exchange that for like 1 million dinar that you might have purchased it for 1,000. Now will be equivalent with at international rate to be $4 million for that 1,000 that you just purchased of 1 million dinar at four, and it was going to be. The international rate would be 4. Now, the contract rate, if I may, now the contract rates are for those that don't have the ZIM. If you have contract rates and you have humanitarian projects, then you can actually go to Redemption Center and say, I would like the highest rate, which will be a contract rate or a sovereign rate, because I have some projects. And of course, when you just say, I have some humanitarian projects, you will then be allowed to receive the sovereign or the contract rates, whichever is the highest. And when, so And then, of course, then we have the Vietnamese dong. Again, that was the next currency that we were aware of. And that was also the international rate then for the dong was like, you know, I think it was international rate, like it was $1 to $2 per million. Again, so if you went and bought a million dong and it only cost you like $50, now you can exchange that, not redeem. Redeem is for the Zim. Exchange is for the currency. So you want to exchange the 1 million dong for the international rate. You get 1 million. It will be equivalent to 4 million USN. Again, it will all be, all the exchanges and redemptions will be done through QFS, but it'll also be done through the currencies that are all gold-backed worldwide. That's why we have to wait for GSARA, the GCR, and the RV. All of those come into play together. It's all worldwide. It goes all at once, basically. Okay, so then we also have, besides the dinar, we also have the Vietnamese dong. And then, of course, we also have what we call Vietnamese dong. We also have the Indonesian rupee. We also have the real, Brazilian. I think Brazil is real. And then we also have the bolivar. All of those, again, are currencies. So you will use those again. And they will also have international rates. Again, if you have projects, you will probably most likely be able to exchange them for the higher rates. And you will let them know that because then that will probably be at a different appointment that you have. Your first appointment for everyone will only last like 15 to 20 minutes. Your time allotment in terms of when you will when you will exchange is that as soon as you hear from us. So pay attention to our newsletters, because once our newsletters come out, it'll say on the subject line, it will say urgent, urgent, urgent. And through that time, you're going to be able to come to a call in which it'll be a private call for those that are listening. Now, and we'll give you all of the information in regards to the procedure to be able to go forward with your RV process, currency process, as well as a Zim process. But also know if throughout all of this is we also have the QFS, which already is in place, and that will replace all of the currencies and the Zims that we all have. And so that also means that everything will be digital. So there will not be any bad guys who will be trying to interfere, because it is solid as, well, I don't want to say solid as steel. I don't know what's stronger than steel. But anyway, so it can never be intercepted by any bad guys, dark energies or minions that want to take over your currencies at all, because we all know that the basis, this is all really for worldwide distribution. So that's really kind of where we are. I'm kind of glad that we had this opportunity to tell everyone to get yourself really, really prepared. Make sure that all the books that you have, all the denominations that you have are already set in different little slots, so that, and make sure also that when you go in, that you see them going, make sure that you know how much you have, right? Know what you have in terms of different denominations of whatever it is, the currencies that you carry, including the bonds, which are the Zim. If you don't have any Zim, you will be going, it depends on where you're going to. You need to have you'll call an 800 number. Otherwise, some people will be receiving emails. We will be receiving a call from our teacher. So we will know and alert everybody as soon as we get that. So pay attention to that. We also know that there are other groups that are working with the Alliance, like the LWS. If you're a part of that group as well, I would pay attention to both in terms of how to go about redeeming your SKRs. etc. So we have some SKRs as well. So that will be another avenue. If you have SKRs from a different group that you had before, make sure, according to our teacher, that you bring all of your currencies with you. We're not talking about gold. We're not talking about silver. We're not talking about dollars and cents. We're talking about currencies and the ZIM. Okay. So that's all you need. You want to make sure that all your projects are in place in terms of what you want to be able to do. Because you, again, when you go there to exchange or to redeem, you want to make sure that all of your currencies, you can put them in one account because they're currencies. And then you have another account that will be for your ZIM, but all of that will be under the umbrella of the QFS. And it looks like our time is pretty much over for this hour. So just be prepared. And when that call comes, that'll be great. Zora, we will not have a Zora call Sunday because you know what? Mother's Day, we moms need a break. So no calls tomorrow for all of the gals. And the gals and the guys, go ahead and take out your sweetheart, you know, male or female, transgender or lesbian or gay, whatever. You know, you guys have a beautiful, wonderful Mother's Day celebration with all of us. So with that being said, I think our call is done for today.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive. Go ahead, Zora, complete it for us. From the gods
and goddesses of your being, receive.
We receive great wealth and prosperity for our world and peace and joy and compassion for everyone. And thank you all for being here on our call. We've missed Q, but you know what? As soon as we find out when he's going to be coming in, and if it's even in the middle of the week, we will let everybody know. You will send out a newsletter so everyone will know how to join in. Okay. And Don, thank you so much for having our call with us today. Let me see if we can get Don here. Hi, Don.